God. Praise God. You know, the Word of God, you could probably turn me down a little bit because I've got a little louder voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I was asking the Lord how to take us where He wants to take us today. You know, I'm like a child in a candy store. The Lord has already given me a vision that I can see what's going to take place. So sometimes I can't wait to get to it. I get excited. And I want to get to it, but God has some things He wants to say to everyone today. So God has purpose for you to be here. There's not an accident that anyone is here today. God purposed for you to be here today because He has something to say to every last one. He will not leave one person out. God wants you to know, no matter what the world has said, no matter what man has said, God says you have great value and you have great worth, and He's called you for a time such as now, and He will not change His mind. He will not change His mind concerning you, but for some of us He is saying, but will you please change your mind concerning me? Will you trust me with all your heart? Will you lean not to all your own understanding? In all of your ways, will you trust me so I can guide and direct your steps? You know, the Bible says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. Amen? You know what we're going to find in the house today? We're going to find delight. Hallelujah. Can everybody stand and be happy in the place? Amen? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And when I look at you and you ain't smiling, I think I've got to preach at you a while. So if you smile, I'm going to give it to you. But let me go somewhere just for a moment to bring understanding and edification to the Bible. Luke writes in Acts chapter 1, verse number 7. He says, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in His own power. I'm going to stop there. You know, Solomon said to everything, there's a season, there's a time for every purpose under the heaven. And we're stepping into a new season. It's kind of interesting. In 2003, the Father gave me a vision for the extended hand of God. In 2005, the Lord gave us a vision for Greatest Freedom Ministries. And today, I have the opportunity to fulfill the vision that started in 2003 to step back into what God first ordained. But one of the things He says, and one of the things that's important for us to do as Papa and Mama, Jesus said this. He said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. This speaks of the power of God for us to preach the gospel, to produce fruit, to promote the kingdom of God. Amen? And it takes all the parts working together. So I want to encourage you for the next 6 weeks. Now, it might take sacrifice. Listen to me. I know everybody's schedule is busy. I know we all have things to do. But I'm asking you to sacrifice 6 weeks, the next six Sundays, because there's going to be imparted some things into each and every one through the extended hands of God, because we have a mission for Full Circle Church. Full Circle Church is a fulfillment of the vision that was given to Greatest Freedom Ministries. In other words, this is a new generation that's taking the ministry. And what is the mission? To follow Jesus, to cultivate relationships, and to change the world. So we're going to do this together. Amen? As a body. Hallelujah? That's not the word for today. That's just an infomercial for Wednesday night. I was thinking about something, and I'm going to set a foundation for where I want to go today. I was asked to bring this word, and it's an honor to bring it, because it's the truth, and God's word works no matter what house it's in.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. But I want to say something to you. And when I speak this word today, if you receive your test that's coming from Carl, it will have an effect. But if you receive this word as coming through the Father, through Carl, it will impact your life, and your life will never be the same. You are the one that's going to choose and make a choice to receive it or not. God isn't going to make you and I do anything. He's a gracious, merciful God that loves us so much. He loves us so much. He loves us right where we're at. But He loves us so much He doesn't want to leave us there. Because He has greater, more plans and purposes for our lives. So I was looking at what the Apostle Paul was writing to his student Timothy. Now listen to me. We're all students of the gospel. The Word of God says, study to show thyself approved, the work when they need it not to be ashamed, right? When dividing the word of truth. If we ever get to the place where we think we already know it all, we're really in trouble. When we get to that place, God can't really use us like He used to, because He can't speak brutally and freshly to us any longer. So all of a sudden we become scared and complacent and apathetic. But He says to you and I that as we're studying to show ourselves approved, the work that need not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth, God wants us to know that we're all students. We're ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. Every time I open the Word, God shows me something He didn't show me before. I share about it. This Bible is living. It's the living Word of God. It's alive and active. Amen? So what I'm going to say to you today, the Apostle Paul, when he was writing to his student Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, he says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Listen to me. I said this over and I'll say it again. The devil cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only steal from you what you're confused about. The Bible says where there's confusion, there's every evil work. So today, in our text today, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. So if you open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, what comes to your mind when you think of the word steward? What comes to your mind? You know, when I reflect upon that, I reflect on taking an airline flight. And they have a steward or a stewardess. And they look after your comfort and for your safety. In other words, a steward is someone that's been trusted with something that's for the benefit of someone else. Look at the one next to you and say, what God gave me is for you. And what God gave you is for me. We need one another. Hallelujah. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4. The Word of God says, let a man show account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment, yet I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. For the message today, I want to focus on verse number 2. It's very short and sweet. It's called, moreover, in stewards, it's required that a man be found faithful. The title of this morning's message is, consider this. And I have 5 points. I meant to give people M&Ms. I wanted to hand out M&Ms because it's an M&M message. I'm one of those guys that follows the alphabet. But today we're going to look at the five things I want to share with you today. Is the master, the message, the management, the motivation, and the manifestation. Amen? Are you with me? Let's pray and ask the Lord to enter in here in a special way. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, I pray, Father God, that every ear be open, every heart be receptive to what you have to say today. And Lord, I just want to slow down a moment. Holy Spirit, speak through me. Spirit of God, may the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Father, my Pastor Jay had shared with us, as the rain falls, we pray for the rain. We pray for the rain of the Spirit to come. But when it comes, we're uncomfortable. May we recognize, Father God, that what you called us to do may be uncomfortable. But by faith, we step into the uncomfort to accomplish what you call each and every one of us to do. So have your way in this atmosphere today. If there's anyone here that does not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's any here that have drifted away from you, may this be the day of their return. And if any, with all those here that are gifted, Father God, may their gifts arise in this house in a supernatural way today. And will never cease to give you praise and glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Stewards, be entrusted with something for someone else. First, I want to look to you and speak to you this morning. First, we're called to be faithful ministers. Faithful ministers. What the Lord was speaking to my heart about is not only being faithful ministers, but being faithful to the ministry which God called us to minister to. Amen. God is calling for you and I to be faithful physically, faithful spiritually, and faithful financially. Give and it will be given back to you. My wife and I are a living proof of the favor of God in tithing. Bring your first fruits into Full Circle Church. Be faithful ministers to the ministry that God's called you to support. Amen? Guess what? We need one another. We need what you have. No one else has what you have. No one else has your personality. No one else has your background. No one else has what you've been through. God has a plan and purpose for everyone in the life and the place. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says in verse 1, look at the one next to you and say, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we're ministers at Full Circle Church, as we have received mercy, we thank God. Amen? You know, the Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, speaking to someone that has been working overtime. Speaking to someone that's been carrying others' weight. Listen to me. Here's what God is saying to you today. Let us not grow weary and well do it. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them of the household of faith. Look to the one next to you and say, God has called you to be a faithful minister to this ministry, Full Circle Church. Hallelujah. Let me say something to you. When the body starts ministering in the Spirit of God, signs and wonders and miracles take place all around.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I come in the house of God expecting something. Hallelujah. Amen. You know why I expect something? Because your faith and my faith and our faith are joined together. Hallelujah. And when our faith is joined together, we can move mountains. Hallelujah. Some of those mountains I couldn't move by myself, standing in the room with someone else. All of a sudden, I had more power and more authority than I did before. Amen. What comes forth today is going to come forth because of your faith. Hallelujah. It's not just about me. I might be the one that's up here speaking, but it's about all of us joined together and all of our parts being in the room that's going to cause what's going to take place in the house to happen. And then every time a soul comes to the Lord, it means everybody in the house ought to celebrate. Every time somebody is healed, everybody in the house ought to celebrate. And if you may not have been the one that was up laying hands on them, but you were the one that was interceding, you were the one that was praying in the background, you were the one that enters into that same harvest and that same fruit that is produced in the house of God. Amen? God wants you and I to get excited about being in this house.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. You know, the Apostle Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 3. He reminds us. He says, whereof, in verse number 7, he says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Let me say this to everyone here. You didn't deserve the gift that God deposited in you. Amen? Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Amen. You know, now when I start putting my gifts to work and he starts adding gifts to add gifts, that faith without works is dead being alone. Amen. But he wants you to know that when we are operating as the ministers to the ministry that God called us to minister at, amen, all of a sudden the communication of our faith, it becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. And all of a sudden, you're going to back up to change the chairs. I used to put that chair used to not be. The Apostle Paul said that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? So one of the things the Lord is first saying to us is we're all called as ministers to the ministry. Now there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For the fact and sake of the word of ministry. Not everybody's called to find full ministry, but everybody's gifted to operate in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. He was speaking to me about this. He said, moreover, it's required as stewards that a man be found faithful. We're to be faithful ministers, faithful to the ministry of the Full Circle Church, which God has called us to. Faithful with the message. You know one thing I love about the Lord? He loves everyone so much. This morning, I was praying, and what I was praying for, I was asking the Lord that when everyone came to the room today, no matter what they're going through, that they would sense the love of God that surrounds every bit of our understanding. God's love is what's going to change this world. I'm not going to go in the world and tell everybody what's wrong with them. I'm going to go tell them what's right with them. Hallelujah. I have a message of love. And love covers a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, God wants us to get right down to the level where they're at and love the people right where they're at and let the message of love flow through us. But he spoke to me also about John the Beloved writes in 1 John chapter 1. He speaks about the message of love, of light, excuse me. You know, we just went through this with Resurrection Sunday. The Lord has this in my heart. I just have to bring this forth for someone. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to someone today because his adversary has been lying and he's been saying that word was back then. It doesn't have any effect for you today. And he's a liar and the father of all lies. Hello? And John the Beloved writes in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5. He said, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin. Now, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, many of the Old Testament prophets, like the prophet Isaiah, were prophesying to Israel. Okay? And many of the prophecies that were spoken of Israel to Israel have yet to be fulfilled. In other words, in Romans chapter 11, he said, the natural branch, speaking of an olive tree, was broken off. So the speaks of Israel, so the unnatural branch, the Gentile and the Greek would be grafted in, and how much more would he graft in the natural branch? Now here's what the Lord wants to say. Like when the prophet Isaiah was prophesying in Isaiah 60, that word is still traveling through time, and it affects everyone it hits. He said his word will never return unto him void. It will accomplish everything he sent it to do. So what he said, when he prophesied, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall shine upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come unto thy light. Amen. In other words, it bumped right into us as it was traveling through time. It was sort of like in the beginning was the Word was with God, the same was in the beginning with God. All of a sudden it became flesh. It was traveling through time and it became. Amen? So the Lord's saying to someone here today, we're children of the day, we're not of night, we're children of light. He says in Romans 13:12, so let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Amen? And what I'm thinking about, not only is this a message that we have of light, but it's a message of love. Jesus said, no greater love has anyone, any man or another, than to lay down his life for his friends. How many of you know that God calls you his friend? Look what next year is saying, I'm a friend of Jesus. Jesus is my friend. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen? He says, and I have chosen and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever has the Father in my name, you may give it to you. So as ministers, ones regarded as stewards of a man who found faithful, we're called to be faithful ministers to the ministry, with the ministry, with the message of light, the message of love that brings life. I love what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. Jesus is the way. I'll just put it like this. Jesus is the way to the truth that brings us life. Hallelujah. He's the only way that brings the truth that gives us life. Yeah. Amen. So the Lord was speaking to my heart. And he reminded me of one of the minor prophets. And the prophet was given a call to the children of Israel to come and rebuild the temple. And the word that he said is a word I want to speak to you this morning. God says, full circle church, I am with you. I am with you. And the Word of God says in Haggai 1:14, if you just want to open it up because we want to do something here, just because the Holy Spirit is giving instructions to do this. Haggai chapter 1. The Bible says, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the remnant of the people, and they came and did the word and the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. In other words, God stirred the spirit of man to do what God had called him to do. So will you do me a favor today and do yourself a favor? Can you lift your hands to heaven for a moment? Don't be afraid. You can't lift your hands here, you'll never lift up there. Father, I pray for everyone that's in this house today, Father God. Lord, I pray that you stir up every gift that's in them, every gift that's been laying dormant, Father God. I pray that you activate them, Father God. The ones that have been active, Father God, I pray for a fresh anointing to be upon them to accomplish what you called them to do. You called every last one, and as they answer the call, Father God, your hand will be upon them to accomplish everything that you called them to do. So stir us up, Father God. Stir us up. Stir us up. Stir us up. Stir us up. You can give God some praise. You can give God some glory. Go ahead and pray for stirring it up. Go ahead and give him praise and glory. Go ahead and give him praise and glory. Come on, give him praise and glory. You don't have to wait till a praise song comes on. You don't have to wait till a praise song comes on. You can praise him. You can give him glory. Give him glory for the call that's on your life. Give him glory for your family and your loved ones. Give him glory for all he's done. Give him glory for all he's doing. Give him glory for all he's going to do. Hallelujah. That is you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be like the old song. I shall not be, I shall not be. Hallelujah. Look at what next year. They say you're anointed by God. It's a pleasure to be in ministry with you. Amen. So he's saying to us what the Lord was saying. He said, we're always requiring stewards. God has trusted you with something. It does not belong to you. It's for the benefit of someone else. Amen. God has called us to be faithful ministers to the ministry, carrying the message of light, birth, bathed in love, which brings life. And he's called us to manage what he has entrusted us with. Amen? I don't know about you, but if it's a call from God or irrevocable, he's giving you something that no one else has, that everyone needs what you have. Come on. Well, Pastor, I don't, or Reverend, or whatever, I don't feel like I'm needed. I don't feel like I'm a part. Well, that's a lie from Satan. God's not saying that. The devil's saying that. Put him in his place. Recognize that you're called and anointed and appointed for a time such as now. Hey, man, I don't know about you. God gave us a vision of his glory coming in here and going through the nations. And it was just prophetically spoken, and it's going to happen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And guess what? You're part of it. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Hallelujah. But we also, we're going to look at the to manage what he's been trusting us with in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Am I long winded?
A little bit.
Hallelujah. Well, this is long as I see you say a word. Praise God. The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy, listen to me. He says for us to hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in us. You know, I was reminded of James in James 1:17. He says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, and whom there is no variableness even the shadow of turn. God has placed something in you, and what he's placed in you is his truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that makes us free. And that the Holy Spirit helps us to keep. Amen? Amen. God's going to give you a deposit today. But you got to feed the deposit.
That's right.
You got to keep it going. You got to put it to work. I know about the Lord that I serve. He springs up. It's like springs of living water. The Lord pours out for us to pour out. And if we're not pouring out, he's not pouring in. We become stagnant. In other words, what God's saying, he's giving you gifts. He wants to breathe on those gifts. He wants to activate those gifts so you can flow and operate in that gift because it's for the benefit of everyone around you.
Right.
Hallelujah. And the apostle reminds us, the apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10. He says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Moreover, it's required of stewards that a man become faithful, being faithful ministers to the ministry, carrying the message, managing what God has entrusted us with. He says to us, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7, he says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Now I want to say something to someone here. Listen to me. God never gave anyone everything, but he gave everyone something. Amen. And God, what God didn't give anyone everything, but he gave everyone something. And that something you have is for the benefit of someone else. Hallelujah. So in closing, first, second, or third, not them. He said, moreover, it's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. We're to be faithful ministers to the ministry, to Full Circle Church. We've got purpose for you here. With the message of light, bathing love, bringing life, managing what he has entrusted us with to motivate someone else. I don't know about you. At times I need some encouragement. Hello? Amen? We all need to be encouraged, okay? And the Apostle Paul says this in closing in 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 12. He says, even so that you're zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen? There's enough tearing down in this world. Nobody needs to be torn down. We need to encourage one another. We need to love one another. Because God has a plan and purpose for each and every one. Bow your heads and let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you that you sent the word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here today. Thank you for the plans you have for each one. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give them a hope that they're expected in. You know, the Word of God declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And my evangelist heart says, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus, you can know him today. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that is you, maybe you're here and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. You haven't been serving him. If that is you, would you slip up your hand and just say, I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? I see that hand. You can put it down. Is there anyone else? I'm not in the place I need to be. I feel feel the Lord calling me today. Is it you? I see that hand. Put it down. Is there another one here? The Word of God says this. I'm going to ask you to do something with me. The Word of God says this. If you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So I'm going to ask you to take a bold step and come up here and meet me here in the front of the altar. Here at the altar. You would, please. Raise your hand, please come. Don't be afraid. Take a bold step. Come on. Come on. Take a bold step. Take that bold step. Come on. Take that bold step. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to extend your hands. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for these hearts and these lives that are publicly confessing you before this congregation today, Father God. You said if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So I ask you to pray with me. I pray with you first, Father God. I thank you for their faith, and I thank you for their lives, and I thank you for the call of God that's on them. So just pray this prayer. You're not praying it to me. You're praying to the Lord. I can't save anyone. He's the Savior. Pray with me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross.